主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
在你复活的荣耀的早晨。
On the day of your resurrection, your glorious morning.
我们靠着你的宝血来到圣宝座前。
By your blood, we come to your mercy seat.
主啊，求你越过我们一切的软弱贫穷。
Lord, will you go beyond all our weakness, all our poverty?
主啊，巴不得借着这短短的时间，求你对我们说话。
That through this short time, will you speak to us?
使我们有一颗肯听的耳朵，愿意受教的心。
Will you give us a teachable ear, a teachable heart?
主啊，我们求你在这里自由的做工。
Will you work freely among us?
主啊，你复活的大能充满我们。
Will you fill us with the power of your resurrection?
来复活我们。
Will you revive us, O Lord?
让我们在这里有一个荣耀的盼望，是盼望你的再来。
That we may have a glorious hope, the hope of your second coming.
主啊，愿你的名在这里被高举。
May your name be exalted.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想我们每个主日都在这里听到。
I think that as we gather every week,
现在随着世界科技的发展，那个 internet 的普及，
as the technology is more and more advanced, and the internet become a common thing,
我们在网上面都可以看到、听到很多人在世界各地所传讲的信息。
We can actually listen to and watch preachings from all over the world.
我有的时候在想，我们真的听得到，真的是不少。
So sometimes I felt that we have truly listened to many messages.
但是我们要问我们的生命究竟改变了多少。
But we need to ask ourselves whether how much our life has been changed by these messages.
如果我们不肯被改变的话，随着时间的过去，我们的生命也就是这个样子。
If we're not willing to be changed, and as time passes by, our life will remain the same.
所有的事情还是一样。
Everything that we do remains the same.
我们还是活在搅扰中，活在各样的软弱中。
We'll still live in much confusion, in weakness.
在罪恶试探面前，我们一样的失败跌倒。
We'll still have much failure before sins and temptations.
我们还是一样的对属灵的事情没有任何的兴趣。
We'll still be indifferent to any spiritual things.
今天神将这个主权交给我们，就是看我们愿不愿意。
Today, the Lord has given us a choice whether or not we want to be willing.
我们愿不愿意圣灵在我们身上工作？我们肯不肯顺服圣灵的带领？
Whether we're willing to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, to lead us.
圣灵的工作真是一生之久，他在我们每个人身上改变的工作也是每天都在进行的。
The work of the Holy Spirit is a lifelong process.
所以我们要问，我们今天的生命有没有比昨天更像耶稣？
So we need to always ask ourselves, is our life today different to what we were yesterday?
我们有没有更自由？
Have we obtained more liberty?
那我最近的时间，我里边一直有一个负担，我觉得我们应该回到根基上面，我们不甘心活在仇敌的欺骗里面。
Recently, I have a burden within me that we need to come back to the basics. We do not want to.Live in deception of the enemy.
那我想跟大家交通一个题目，就是我们学习在圣灵中祷告。
So I'd like to fellowship a topic with brothers and sisters, that is how to pray in the Holy Spirit.
那祷告对我们每一个信主的儿女来说是很熟悉的一件事情。
To every child of God, prayer is a very important thing.
但是如果我们的祷告不是在圣灵里边，那就不叫祷告。
But if our prayers are not in the Holy Spirit, then it's not called prayer.
所以也难怪他们有果效。
So no wonder our prayers is not effective.
我们可以有的时候可以花很多的时间来祷告，甚至在侍奉前面也祷告。
Oftentimes we spend much time in prayer, even praying before and in service.
但是如果我们的祷告不在圣灵里面，可以说这只不过是一个基督教一个虔诚的做法，或者是我们个人一个思想的发表而已。
But if our prayers are not in the Holy Spirit, it's but a common practice in Christianity or an expression of our thoughts.
我们大家一同回到圣经，我们看看圣经是怎么说的。
So let's look at the Bible. Look at how the Bible speaks about this matter.
请我们大家一同翻到犹大书一章二十节。
Shall we turn to the book of Jude, chapter 1? There's only one chapter.
犹大书一章二十节。
Verse 20.
亲爱的弟兄啊。你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。
But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit.
这里大家都看到，这里很清楚地告诉我们说，要在圣灵里祷告。
It's very clear to us that we need to pray in the Holy Spirit.
那么如果通俗地讲，祷告就是人与神倾谈。
To put it commonly, to pray is to speak with God.
可以说它是最容易的，因为当一个人一信主以后，他就会祷告，也应该要祷告。
We can say that it's the easiest thing to do. Once we have believed in the Lord, we should pray, and we do pray.
但是也可以说是最难的，因为当人老的时候，再年长的弟兄，他还要谦卑地说，我不知道如何祷告，还要谦卑地来学习祷告。
But you can also say it's the most difficult thing, for even the most elderly brothers and sisters, they will say to you that they don't know how to pray. They will have to humble themselves on the topic of prayer.
那么我们会问，什么是在圣灵里祷告呢？
So we may ask, what does it mean to be praying in the Holy Spirit?
就是受圣灵的感动，随着圣灵的意思来祷告。
That is, we are moved by the Holy Spirit, we pray according to the Holy Spirit.
罗马书说，我们本不晓得当如何祷告，圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息来为我们祷告。
Romans says, we know not what to pray, what we should pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
那么我们怎样才能在圣灵里祷告呢？
So how can we pray in the Holy Spirit?
我相信这是一个很实际的问题，大家都遇到这个困难。
I feel that this is a very practical matter because we all encounter the same difficulty.
因为在许多的时候，当我们一跪下来，这个乱七八糟的思想就进来，使得我们里边的心啊安静不下来。
So oftentimes, after we kneel down before the Lord, there's also all kind of thoughts enter our mind so that we cannot be quiet before the Lord.
这是为什么呢？其实因为我们这个人啊，平时的生活随便惯了，我们不受约束。
Why does that happen? Because we have been lack of self-control for most of our lives.
所以一个要学习祷告的人，一定要学习在一切的事上来约束自己，不放任自由。
So if we are to learn to pray before the Lord, we need to learn to exercise self-control.
这样在我们祷告的时候，就容易安静我们的心思意念。用心去听圣灵微小的声音。
So that when we pray, we can truly be quiet before the Lord and listen to the small voice of the Holy Spirit.
我记得当我刚刚重生得救的时候，我因为当时已经养成了一个习惯，就是说一跪下来就报告式的，啪啪啪啪，很快的就祷告。
I remember when I first believed in the Lord, I had a habit that once I knelt down, I started pray immediately, like doing a report.
我有一次跟我的姨爹，也是主内一位年长弟兄一起祷告。
Once I was praying with one of my uncle, a brother in the Lord.
当我一开口啊，他就打住我，叫我停下来。他说停下来。
So as soon as I started to pray, he asked me to stop.
他跟我说，我们一跪下来，先不要急着开口。
And he said to me, when we knelt down, do not open your mouth in a rush.
我们先要安静我们的心，集中我们的意念向着主去。
But let's quieten ourselves before the Lord and be attentive to what the Lord's leading.
在心里就想到默想说，今天是靠着主耶稣的宝血，我直接进到至圣所，来到至恩宝座前。
And we need to not realize that we've come to the most holy place by His precious blood.
所以是主耶稣为我开了一条又新又活的路。以前在人和神之间这个幔子已经裂开了。
The Lord Jesus has opened a new and living way for us. Previously, there was a veil between us and God.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，在这祷告开始前面这么短短安静片时啊，对我们的祷告学习是很有帮助的。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that this short, quiet moment before the Lord, before we started praying, really helps us to.Prepare our hearts before the Lord.
它帮助我们进入与神相遇的实际中去。
It helps us to prepare us to enter into the presence of the Lord.
那如果神允许，我今天想分几个部分来看一看祷告。
The Lord willing, I would like to look at this topic from a few different perspectives.
那第一个我想说的是圣洁的祷告。
First one is prayer of holiness.
请大家原谅我，其实我自己个人我是很不喜欢用一二三四五这样一个形式的，但是我觉得这样可以帮助我们来 理清我们的思路。
Please bear with me. Personally, I do not like to put dot points 1, 2, 3, 4, but I feel that this helps us to look at this topic in a more logical way.
当我们讲到圣洁的祷告，当我们在圣灵里祷告，我们渴慕与神在生命中有真实的相交和相遇的时候，我们必须很重要一件事，没有罪的拦阻。
When we want to pray and fellowship with the Lord without hindrance, we need to make sure that there is no hidden sin.
我相信我们需要在这里再一次的被提醒。
We felt that we need to be reminded once again.
因为罪恶是拦阻我们，拦阻我们的祷告达到神面前一个最大的障碍。
For sins is the biggest hindrance before us in God.
好像黑云遮蔽了阳光。
It's like a dark cloud that covers the sun.
以赛亚书说，我们的罪使我们与神隔绝。
Isaiah says, "Your sin has separated you from God."
我们的罪恶会使神掩面不听我们。
Our sin caused God to hide His face from us.
耶利米哀叹说，你以黑云遮蔽自己，以致祷告不得透露。
Jeremiah has such sign that you have covered yourselves with dark clouds, so that your prayer could not reach before the Lord.
诗篇里说，我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
The psalmist says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear.
所以弟兄姊妹，就算是我们信主重生得救以后，我们每天都还可能会犯罪。
So brothers and sisters, even after we have believed in the law, it's possible for us to sin every day.
我们每天要操练，晚上来到神的面前，在他面前来认我们一天所犯的罪。
So every day we need to come before the Lord and confess our sins during the day.
这个罪不只是我们外边行出来的行为。
The sins does not only include our outward deeds,
也包括我们里边隐而未显的罪，好像一些不洁净的思想啊。
It also includes hidden sins like impure thoughts,
分门结党啊，与人争竞。
The divisions, envy,
不正直的意念或者我们里边的不诚实。
Thoughts that are immature, that are not upright.
我们每次祷告之前都要省察在哪里亏欠了神，得罪了神，求主赦免。
Every time when we pray, we need to examine ourselves and ask the Lord to forgive us our sins.
不只认，我们还要有一个真正悔改的心。
Not only do we confess, we need to have a true heart of repentance.
因为圣经说，忧伤痛悔的心，他必不轻看。
For the Bible says the Lord does not despise those with a contrite spirit.
当圣灵一在我们里边有不安、有责备的时候，我们就要赶快的来到主的面前，来消除与他之间这个隔阂。
If the Holy Spirit takes away our peace or has rebuke in us, then we will need to confess before Him to remove the hindrance.
我们藉着圣经的话来提醒我们，遮掩自己罪过的必不亨通。
Has remind ourselves.
承认罪过的必蒙连续。
With the word of God, it is those who cover his sins shall not prosper. Those who confess and forsake his sins shall receive mercy.
所以当我们的罪一认清，我们与主之间的交通就恢复了。
So after we have confessed our sins, our fellowship is restored between us and the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要怕认罪。主耶稣来是来救罪人，不是来救好人的。
Brothers and sisters, let us not be afraid to confess our sins, for the Lord comes to seek the lost and not the righteous.
那第二个我想跟弟兄姊妹交通的就是在圣灵中的相会和相交。
And the second point I'd like to share with brothers and sisters is fellowship meeting the Lord in the Holy Spirit.
我想借用一位年长的弟兄给祷告下了一个很好的定义。
I'd like to borrow a definition by an elder brother from the Lord, in the Lord.
他说什么是祷告？祷告就是神和人在圣灵里的相会和相交。
He said that prayer is fellowship and meeting with the Lord in the Holy Spirit.
所以在祷告，在圣灵中祷告，不是一件，是一件，不只是一件非常重要的事，而且是一件不可少的事情。
So,Praying in the Holy Spirit not only is an important thing, it's one thing that we cannot do without.
当我们真实的祷告，一定有两件事发生。
When we truly pray before the Lord, there's two things that's happening.
第一件就是我们与这位听祷告的神相遇。
On the one hand, we meet with the Lord who hears prayers.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，没有一个喜乐大过遇见我们的主了。
Brothers and sisters, you know that there is no one joy that exceeds the joy of meeting with the Lord.
没有一个满足大过我们与他相会。
There's no satisfaction greater than the satisfaction of meeting with our Lord.
我曾经跟我们小组查经的弟兄姊妹交通过我的经历。
I was sharing with brothers and sisters in our small fellowship group.
我实在因为那个时候我正好在生病。
There was a time when I was in sickness.
我一个人睡一个房间，因为当时我怕传给我的家人。
I was sleeping in my own room because I didn't want to pass the disease to my family.
当我早上起来跪着向主祷告的时候。
So in the morning when I kneel before the Lord to pray to Him.
那天早上我记得很清楚，当我正安静在主面前祷告的时候，突然我有一个非常真实、非常强烈的感觉。
On that morning, when I was kneeling before the Lord, I had this real feeling.
我就觉得我的主就站在我的身旁。
I felt that the Lord is standing next to me.
啊，那真是一个非常充满了爱的一个交流。
It was such a fellowship full of love.
在那一个短短的甘甜中，我的眼泪止不住地涌出来。
In the short moment of prayer, my tears could not stop coming down.
因为我觉得我当时是很疲倦不堪的一个心，得到一个莫大的满足。
Because I felt that my heart was very tired, but I was revived before the Lord.
我就感觉到，我虽然过去曾经的跌倒、软弱、失败、离开神。
So I felt that even though I have been weak, I have much failures, I have departed from the Lord.
但是当我今天我回到父家，神仍以那不死的爱来接纳我。
But I realized that as I come back to the Father's house, the Lord loves me with an unfailing love.
弟兄姊妹，你知道当时虽然没有言语的交流，但是那种神对你的爱和你自己被爱的感觉，那个滋味啊，是那样真实的在流动。
So even though no words were uttered in that moment, but you know, I knew that there was real fellowship between myself and the Lord.
以至于我心里火热，被爱充满。
That my heart was encouraged and by the Lord, and filled with His love.
所以当那个感觉一过去以后，我就很兴奋地从床上跳起来，我就奔到 Angela 的房间。很急地敲他的门。
So after that moment, I got up with excitement and went to my wife, Angela.
我就跟他讲，我说 Angela, 快起来。我说快起来，神真能寻得见，神真能寻得见。
And I said,
我们一起来祷告。
And I said to Angela, yes, Angela, wake up, for the Lord truly can be found by us. Let's pray together.
弟兄姊妹，你知道当一个人真遇见神的时候，他全身的就是浑身力量恢复原，重新得力。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that when one truly meets the Lord, his strength is restored by the Lord?
我们很多人信主了几十年，可能很少有真正遇见主的祷告。
Many of us have believed in the Lord for many decades, but we have seldom had this prayer that truly meets with the Lord.
那真是求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
那第二件事情。在祷告的时候也会发生。
And second thing that will happen during prayers.
我们刚才说到，说我们跟主是在圣灵里的相会。
We mentioned that we are meeting with the Lord in the Holy Spirit.
但是也是相交。
But also we are fellowshipping with the Lord.
一面我们将我们心中的痛苦和心愿向他来诉说。
On the one hand, we are telling the Lord all our sufferings, our difficulties, and our wishes.
我们将我们为别人代祷的这个负担来告诉他。也为着神家的福信来求告他。
We tell him our burdens on the house of the Lord and on other brothers and sisters.
另一面在祷告中，主也将他的心思来告诉我们。
On the other hand, the Lord is telling us what's in his heart.
当我们祷告错的时候，主会帮助来纠正我们。
When we pray in the wrong direction, the Lord will help us by the Holy Spirit.
我们以前的祷告可能会很自私，很错误。
Our previous prayers could be self-centered or could be wrong.
但是主藉着祷告来帮助我们，来矫正我们。
But through prayers, the Lord is helping us and correcting us.
所以我们所相信的神，他今天不是说，如果今天你要工作，我就给你工作；你要孩子，我就给你孩子。
So the Lord that we believe in, our God, He is not like if you need job, I'll give you a job. If you need a child, I'll give you a child.
你要 PR, 我就给你 PR.
If you need a permanent residency, I'll give you PR.
弟兄姊妹啊，主要我们相信他，因为他渴慕与他所造的人有一个爱的真实的关系。
The Lord wants us to believe in Him because He wants to have a living fellowship with the one who He created.
如果你今天祷告是要为了得到这个或者得到那个的话，我会觉得你可能会常常因着祷告不能应允而会觉得非常的沮丧，非常的困惑。
If the only purpose of your prayer is to gain something from the Lord, then I'm afraid that you will often get confused.
真是求主帮助我们，让我们重视与他的这个生命的连接，一个在爱里边一个真实的活泼的关系。
May the Lord help us that we will truly treasure this loving relationship, this fellowship with the Lord.
也让圣灵来纠正我们祷告的方向，让我们祷告的目标和神的目标是一致的。
And may the Holy Spirit correct us so that we all will be praying according to the heart of God.
那下面我们讲讲供应生命的祷告。
Now we're going to share about prayers that gives life.
一个真实的祷告不只是活的，而且它应该是一个充满生命，能够供应生命的祷告。
A true prayer is the one that gives life and filled with life.
因为没有一种供应生命的方式宝贵过急着祷告来供应了。
There's no other life-giving method or way than the way of giving life through prayers.
我大约在半年前在这里跟大家交通过我的一些经历。
About 6 months ago, I share with you some of my experience.
因为在大半年前，我有六个星期在家里就和家人一起祷告，我不能做什么。
About 6 months ago, I was couldn't do anything. I was praying with my family the whole time.
因为当时我在公司里边受到一个非常不公平的待遇。
For I was received an unfair treatment from the workplace.
我很多同事都为我打抱不平。
Many of my colleagues are saying that to me that this I truly have received an unfair treatment.
那我自己也下定决心，我是不回去的。
And I have made up my mind not to go back ever again.
我跟 Angela 讲，我说我情愿失业，我也不回去。我改行，我也不回去。
I said to Angela, I would rather lose my job, but I would not want to go back.
当我一次又一次来到神面前寻求他旨意的时候，我觉得这一扇扇门都关得死死的。
But as I come before the Lord again and again to seek His guidance, I feel that He has closed up all the other doors.
我记得当时我真是很心情很难受，因为我一直在主面前寻求他的心意，我几次的甚至是进食祷告，但是主就不说话。
I felt I was quite troubled, for I prayed before the Lord many times, even prayer and fasting, but the Lord has not spoken to me.
我记得很清楚，那是一个主日的下午。
I remember clearly it was the Sunday afternoon.
我们全家聚完会以后，我们回到家。
After the meeting, we went home.
我是浑身无力的和 Angela 一起跪倒在床边在祷告。
I knelt down before the Lord with Angela in such weakness.
同样的祷告，同样的话，我当时心里非常的沉重，真是心灰意懒。
It was the same prayer, the same words. I have lost my heart.
但他 Angela 为我祷告说，他说主啊，你知道先是不要回去的。
But Angela prayed for me saying, Lord, you know that David does not want to go back to work.
如果你要他回去，你与他同去。
But if you want him back, will you go with him?
你知道什么事发生了？一下子我的人就被点活了。
Do you know what happened? Suddenly, I was quickened.
我里边被打开了。
My inner eyes were open.
弟兄姊妹啊， Angela 所说的那一句话是很朴素、很普通的一句话。
Brothers and sisters, it was a very ordinary prayer, ordinary words that Angela has spoken.
但是圣灵在当时就藉着他这一句话，很清楚地回答了我。
But the Holy Spirit has used these ordinary words to answer my prayer.
主与我同去。
That the Lord will be going with me.
所以我立刻心里就明白过来。
So straight away, I have understood.
我里边充满了平静和安稳，我重新得力了。
I was filled with peace and quietness. So I regained strength from the Lord.
从这一个事情我们看到，一方面其实圣灵藉着我姊妹的祷告在生命里供应了我。
From this example, we can see that the Holy Spirit has used my sister's prayer to give me life.
另一面也让我看到，其实我的环境啊，没有照着我的愿望而改变。
On the other hand, I found that the circumstances has not changed according to what I wish.
但是我摸到了主，我在祷告中遇见了主，我明白了他的心意。
But I have touched the Lord, I've met the Lord in prayer, I understand what's in his heart.
所以让我里面有足够的力量去面对前面的困难，而且非常的稳妥。
And that gave me the strength to face whatever circumstances, and I feel the peace before the Lord.
那当我回去以后，我也经历了神许多的奇异的带领、恩典和怜悯。
And after I went back to the workplace, I have experienced His amazing grace and His guidance.
那因着时间的关系，我想我在这里就不和大家交通了。如果主愿意，以后我们再有机会。
Because of time, I will not share this experience again with brothers and sisters. But if opportunity allows in the future, I may share.
所以宾路易师母曾经说过，祷告门答应是一件非常宝贵的事情。
Sister Jesse Penn Lewis once said this, prayers to be answered is such a blessed thing.
但是我们在祷告中遇见那一位听祷告的神是更宝贵的经历。
But it's even a more precious experience that we meet the Lord who hears prayer in our prayers.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在要来尝尝主恩的滋味，才知道这真是美善。
So brothers and sisters, truly, if we have tasted the goodness of the Lord, we will know that He is truly good.
那我们常常也说，一个好的聚会是一个一定有神同在的聚会。
We often say that a good meeting is a meeting with the presence of the Lord.
是一个一定能够在圣灵里摸着主，让我们得着自由的聚会。
It's a meeting that allows us to meet with the Holy, with the Lord through the Holy Spirit, that we may gain liberty from Him.
我们这个人会改变，我们聚会前和聚会后人会不一样。
We can be changed through the meeting. We will not be the same before the meeting or after the meeting.
但是我们的事实经历告诉我们，有的时候真的不是这样。
But our experience tells us that it's not like that. It's not often not like that.
我们有的时候就会觉得有些聚会好闷啊，祷告也很干，觉得人大家都很死沉的。
We feel that meetings are quite boring. We have such a it's almost like a dead atmosphere. We do not feel the Lord's presence.
那是为什么呢？
Why is it that?
今天我们在学习在圣灵中祷告的时候，有一件非常重要的事，我们要彼此的提醒，就是我们在圣灵里必须是活的。
There's one thing we need to be reminded of one another. That is, we need to be alive in the Holy Spirit.
你会发现在很多的时候，我们在祷告的中，我们连阿们的力气都没有，我们就怎么也阿们不出来。我们知道大家有没有这个感觉？
Sometimes we are so weak in our prayers that we don't even have the strength to say Amen to others' prayer.
我记得在我们小组查经分组交通的时候，
I remember in our small fellowship Bible study as we fellowship with one another.
有的时候当我祷告的时候，我就觉得周围啊是寂静无声。
Sometimes when I pray, I feel that it's such quiet around me.
弄得我心里真的很诧异。我有的时候会在想，会不会主啊，就我一个人坐在那里啊，别的人是不是都走掉了？
So quiet that sometimes I feel that it was myself sitting alone, that other people have left me.
那个时候你会觉得心里很冷。
You feel that it's so cold in your heart.
但是你觉得很奇怪一件事，当聚会一结束啊，哇，大家都在说话。一下子很热闹的。
But one thing that's very interesting that straight after the prayer, everyone started talking. It's such a full house.
因为我们在灵里不活。当别人在祷告的时候，我说不出阿门，是因为我在我里边没有共鸣。
Because we're not alive in the Holy Spirit, I cannot say Amen because I do not echo within my heart.
还有一个很重要的原因。是我们的信仰不够真。
The other thing that is our faith is not real.
不知道大家有没有这个体会？当你听到别的弟兄或者姊妹祷告得很好的时候，你会想：哎呀，我也不会祷告， 我祷告也说不了几句话，我用的词又不感动人，算了算了，我不祷告了。
Sometimes when you hear others pray, you say to yourselves, I cannot use beautiful words such as their prayers. I don't know how to pray, so therefore I'm not going to pray.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？我们来到主的面前，我们不需要包装的。
Brothers and sisters, as we do know that if we come before the Lord, we do not need to package ourselves in the.
今天我们带着我们的本相来到主的面前。
We need to come before the Lord as we are.
如果你在祷告中，你觉得你在主面前，我要保持我里边这个人，我觉得我要保持我里边的优美，要有形有体。
If、
我跟你讲，你很不容易活在圣灵的同在中。
If you want to give a good appearance before the Lord, then I must tell you that it's very hard for you to live before the Lord.
你觉得你要在主面前保持你的端庄，好像说有头有尾的来做一篇文章给他听吗？或者说有头有尾的来一篇祷告来供应生命吗？
Do you want to give a prayer with such a good appearance, such a beautiful words?
其实不需要的。
You don't need to.
我们带着我们的本相真实的光景来到主的面前。
We can come before the Lord as we are in truth.
我们随着我们里边的负担和感动，今天我们就很诚实的、全心的将我们里边的负担祷告出来，这个本身就是生命。
With honesty, we come before the Lord and pray our true burdens before the Lord.
所以我们真是彼此的提醒。我们祷告不是讲道。
Let's remind one another, prayer is not preaching.
我们祷告是向着神去，对着神去，这本身就是一个非常自然的事情。
Prayer is praying unto the Lord. It's a real spiritual experience.
那我们还要提到说，在圣灵里祷告也是深的。因为深的 very deep.
To pray in the Holy Spirit is deep.
因为它是我们从我们最心深处、最深之处从灵里边发出来的。
For is praying from our innermost being.
今天我们是用心灵和诚实向着我们的神有倾心吐意、痛哭流泪的祷告。
We're praying to God in spirit and in truth, to pour our hearts before the Lord.
我们祷告常常有一个很大的难处，我们很表面、很浅。
We often have a difficulty in prayer, that we are superficial, we are very shallow.
所以我们感动不了人，更不用说感动神。
So we cannot even move the one who hears our prayer, let alone moving the Lord who hears our prayer.
有一个年长的弟兄说得很好，他说你在思想里祷告，你只能达到别人的思想。
Elder brother says this, if you pray in your mind, then you can only reach someone's mind.
你用情感祷告，你最多碰到的是别人的情感。
If you pray with your emotion, you will only touch someone's emotion.
更何况你的思想，别人不见得跟得上。
And let alone your mind, might not be well received or understood by someone else.
你情感表达的方式，别人不见得能够接受。
The way that you express yourself with your emotion, they might not be able to accept.
你看有些人祷告，他又哭又闹的，所以你会觉得你很不习惯，跟不进去。
Some will pray in tears, in such emotional way, then you feel that you could not catch up.
如果我们只在情感里祷告，别人也只在情感里接受的话，很自然的就阿门不起来。
If you only pray with emotion, and someone only receives that in his emotion, then you feel that it's not, there's no, we cannot say Amen.
我想我们今天为什么教会这么的软弱荒凉？我们很主要的一个原因就是我们在祷告中没有生命。
Why is it that our church is weak and we are desolated? Because we have a lacking in prayer, of prayer in the Holy Spirit.
我们失去了生命。
We've lost life.
你看很多人都一样在祷告，很多的教会也有祷告聚会。
Many are still praying, and many churches have prayer meetings.
但是教会一样的软弱，一样的荒凉。
But still, the churches are weak and desolate.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要被恢复过来，求主来怜悯我们。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be revived. We need to ask the Lord to help us.
有人说，祷告生活是我们属灵生命光景一个非常重要的一个温度计。
Someone says, prayer life is the best indicator of the health, of our spiritual life.
我们爱不爱主，属不属灵，就要看我们的祷告生活如何。
whether we love the Lord, whether we are spiritual or not, we just need to look at our prayer life.
我们的失败是因为常常我们在祷告生活中先失败。
We often fail because we have failed first in our prayer life.
下面我们在圣经里边学习一个故事，就是摩西的祷告。第四，摩西的祷告。
Let's look at an example of prayers. Prayer of Moses.
我想分三个方面来看这个摩西在山上的祷告给我们有什么教导。
So I'd like to look at the prayer of Moses from three different perspectives.
不知道大家记得吗？几个月前我在这里领诗歌的时候，有提到摩西、亚伦和霍尔在山上的祷告。
I'm not sure if you remember, but a few months ago when I was leading songs, I mentioned the prayer of Moses with Aaron and Hur.
他们与亚玛利人征战。
They were fighting with the Amalekites.
山上的祷告决定了山下的胜败。
The prayer on the mountain decides whether or not they win the battle.
我们看不见的祷告生活决定了我们看得见的生活。
The prayer life that we cannot see decides whether or not we can overcome in our life which can be seen.
请我们注意圣经里有一句话，在出埃及记十七章十一节。
Let's pay attention to this one verse in the scripture in Exodus chapter 17.
圣经怎么说的？摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜。
It says whenever the hands, Moses' hands were raised up, the Israelites will prevail. The Israel will prevail.
何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。
When he let down his hand, Amalekites prevailed.
弟兄姊妹，这让我们看见，我们如果真实的祷告，一定有事情发生。
Brothers and sisters, we can see that if we truly pray in the Holy Spirit, things will happen.
当我们真的祷告，神的儿女就得胜了，约书亚得胜了。
If we truly pray, then the children of God will prevail. Joshua's army will prevail.
但当我们不祷告的时候，也有事情发生。
When we don't pray, likewise things will happen.
那就是亚玛利人得胜了。
That is, Amalekites will prevail.
神的儿女受到杀害，受到羞辱。
The children of God will be humiliated. They will be killed.
所以我们不要觉得说我们一天到晚为着世界、为着家庭忙。我没有时间祷告。
So don't say that all day long I've been busy with my looking after my family that I don't have time to pray.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，我们不祷告，我们就将我们的孩子交在亚玛利人手上。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that if we don't pray, we are giving our children to the Amalekites?
当我们不祷告，我们就等于把自己的家门打开，让仇敌自由的进出来伤害我们的家庭。
If we don't pray, it's like opening our house so that the enemies will come in and attack.
当我们今天不警醒祷告，我们个人和家和教会的属灵光景都在仇敌的破坏底下。
If we don't pray and be watchful, then the church, the spiritual condition of the church and our own family will be under attack.
其实对我们每一个人都是一个很好的提醒。
This is a reminder for each and every one of us.
你知道那个时候摩西是八十多岁的老人。
亚
伦和霍尔都是八十多岁的。
You know that Moses was about more than 80 years old at the time, and even Aaron and Hur, they were above 80 years old.
他们不是不累啊。
It's not that they will not be tired.
但是当他们人一放松，手一放下来，他们就看到士兵在战场上被杀，神的人百姓被蹂躏。
But let down Moses' hand, then you know that children of God will be prevailed by the enemy.
所以今天如果我们没有这样的看见的话，如果我们今天里边真的有这样看见的话，我们就不会不祷告。
If we truly see this, then we will not stop praying.
不祷告，盗贼来就是杀害、偷窃和毁坏。
If we don't pray, the enemy only comes to kill, to destroy, and to damage.
你我离开神，不会有好的生活。
Apart from the Lord, we will not have a good life.
如果我们没有好好的祷告，我们不可能过一个正常的生活。
If you do not pray, we will not live a normal Christian life.
你看多少人被色情捆绑，被网络捆绑。
How many have been bound by pornography by internet?
多少人不能有正常的灵修生活。
Many could not have a normal devotional life.
你看很多人看我们自己，我们很多人平时参加聚会都能准时的，自己早上上班不迟到，参加孩子学校的活动不会迟到。
We'll seldom be late for our work, or to go to a school event, but we're often late for church meeting.
但是就是来到神家不能准时。
We could not be on time to come into a meeting.
你们看一看我们主日早上这里聚会迟到现象有多严重。
If you look at the situation in the morning, how many have been, how severe is the condition?
我有几次在副堂，我在观察，早上十点才三个人。
Sometimes I went to the second hall at 10 o'clock. There's only three people.
10:45，信息聚会已经过去一半了，还有人进来。
After 10:45, after the message meeting, there are still people coming in.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在要问，我们为什么不能早一点来到神家
？Brothers and sisters, we need to ask whether how come we cannot come early to the house of God?
我们所信的神是谁？他在哪里
？Who is the one we believe in? Where is he?
如果我们真把他当神的话，我们会是这个样子的吗
？If we truly believe that he is God, we will be like this.
所以这种光景不正常。
So、this is not a normal condition.
当我们不祷告、不警醒，神的儿女就活在仇敌的蹂躏底下、破坏底下。
If we don't pray and be watchful, then the children of God will be under the attack of the enemy.
教会荒凉是因为我们不祷告。
The church is in desolation because we don't pray.
我们外面喊，我们一直在这里报告没有用的。
We can keep reminding everyone and keep announcing here.
我们要起来征战，我们要起来祷告。
But it's useless unless we raise up and pray.
那这里让我们看到一个征战的祷告。
Here we can see a prayer of warfare.
第二个，我们是讲到一个恒心的祷告，一个恒切的祷告。
Second point about this prayer of Moses is pray unceasingly, pray continually.
你知道那一天摩西在山上祷告，他是举手整一天的。
You know that on that day Moses was praying, he was with his hands held up all day.
他直到战争结束，把敌人全部杀败。
Until the battle is over, until the enemy is completely defeated.
这样长时间的警醒祷告实在是不容易。
It is difficult to have such a long prayer to be watchful.
我觉得我们在祷告生活中常常失败一个很主要的原因，就是因为我们不够警醒，不够恒切。
I feel that one reason that we fail in our prayer life is that we do not pray unceasingly, pray with endurance.
我们开始祷告的时候可能会很热切。
We may start well, we start with a zeal before the Lord.
但是啊，当祷告了几天、几周或者几个月以后，我们觉得我们没有得到所得到的，我们就开始松懈了，就心灰意懒。
After a few days, a few weeks, or a few months, then we gradually get lazy before the Lord and we stop praying.
在圣经上，主耶稣也要我们常常祷告，不可灰心。
And the Lord asks us to pray continually and not to lose heart.
当我们祷告的时候，神就做事了，而且他能做人不能做的事。
When we pray, the Lord starts to work, and he works in a way that man cannot do.
虽然暂时我们不能用眼睛来看见那个果效。但是实际上事情一直在发生。
Even though we may not be able to see the effect of our prayers with our eyes, but we know that things are happening.
我们在圣经上有一个很熟悉的例子，神的儿女围绕着耶利哥城，安安静静的走一圈。第一天，什么事情都没发生。
If we look at the battle of Jericho, the children of God were walking around the city of Jericho one day quietly, nothing happens.
那第二天照样走一圈，还是什么事情都没有发生，因为那是从外面看。
On the second day, they go around the city again. Nothing happens outwardly.
第六天，照样，什么事都没发生，连一块石头都没掉下来。
On the sixth day, they go around the city again. Again, nothing happens outwardly.
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？当神的儿女在神面前持续的祷告，持续的祷告，其实，在那看不见的属灵境界里，事情一直在发生。
But do you know that, brothers and sisters, when the children of God pray continually, things are happening in the spiritual realm.
其实神家属灵的力量一直在建造起来。
The spiritual power of the house of God continues to be built up when we pray.
而撒旦的权势一直在瓦解，撒旦的捆绑一直在松掉。
The power and dominion of Satan is being defeated when we pray.
所以当神的时间一到的话，一到的时候，神说，你们一起呼喊。
So when the time, when God's time comes, God says, you shout.
那么高大的耶利哥城一下子就坍下来了。
So the fortified city of Jericho collapsed before the children of God.
真是巴不得求神藉着这个故事，再次点醒我们里边的心。
May the Lord open our hearts through this story of Battle of Jericho.
让我们不要灰心。
That we will not lose heart.
我们为着自己，为着家人，为着教会祷告，我们要恒切。
Let us pray with endurance for ourselves, for our family, and for our church.
那第三个，我就想说到是同心合一的祷告。
And thirdly, I'd like to share praying in one accord.
我们看到摩西这么伟大的一个领袖，但是他也是人。
Even though Moses was such a great leader, but he's also human.
他会软弱，所以他的手会发沉下垂。
He can be weak, and his hands can be let down.
他独自担当不了这样大的重任，他需要人来帮忙。
He could not do this on his own. He needs help.
我们看圣经是怎么说的。圣经说，当他手发沉，亚伦和霍尔赶紧就协助他。
Bible says if his hands become heavy, then Aaron and Hur will help him.
托住稳定他的手直到日落。
They held his hands until the sun set.
他们配大家配一同配搭起来来打这一场胜仗。
They worked together to fight the battle.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们众人一起祷告的力量是大的。
So it is powerful for us to pray in one accord.
我们同心合一的祷告是大有功效的。
Praying in one accord is effective.
能给人带来意想不到的祝福，更何况是给神家、给教会带来的福星。
It brings down blessings that we cannot imagine.
我们从历史上发生的一些事情，我们可以得到一些鼓舞。
We can be encouraged by stories in the history.
在1727年的摩拉维亚运动。
1727 in the Moravian Brothers Movement.
那个福星就是从祷告开始的。
The revival came by prayer.
直到1860年，穆安德烈在非洲带进一个很大的福星。那时候人做什么？就是祷告。
Until 1806, Andrew Maury led another revival in South Africa, the only thing they do is praying.
还有一个大家很熟悉的是1905年在 Wales, 威尔士的大福星。
Then is the Welsh revival in 1905.
那个时候啊，福音到一个地步，你不需要出去给人传福音的。那个福音朋友自己来敲你的家门，说：“告诉我们，我们怎么才能信耶稣。”
The revival was so great that the gospel friends would come to the door of Christians and ask for the gospel.
那个时候是酒吧关门，监狱没有人，警察也没事做。
The pubs were shut down, the jails were empty, the police lost jobs.
所以交通警察组成了诗班，在马路上献诗。
So the police have formed a choir to sing hymns on the street.
为什么会有这样大的一个福星呢？
So why could they have such a great revival?
因为就是在1904年，有一个姊妹发起了一个小组的祷告会。
Because on 1904, there was a sister who started a prayer group.
那后来就组成了1700个小组，来一同为威尔士，总共有30000人来为威尔士的福星来祷告。
Gradually, this prayer group turns into 1,700 prayer groups.About 30,000 people praying together in one accord for the revival of Welsh.
神实在是听祷告的神。1905年，大复兴临到了威尔士。
God truly hears prayers. So in 1905, the revival came to Wales.
所以弟兄姊妹，你可以说我因为这个原因或者那个原因，我星期三晚上不能来教会参加祷告聚会。
Brothers and sisters, you may say that it's one reason or another that I cannot come to the prayer meeting on Wednesday night.
那我想向你提出一个挑战，你能不能在你周围找一两个祷告的伙伴
？So I'd like to open up a challenge for you. Will you find one or two prayer partners close to you?
我们一起来为教会警醒的祷告，哪怕通过在电话里祷告都可以啊。
That we may pray together for the revival of the church, even if you pray together through the telephone.
那第五个，我们讲一讲积极主动的祷告。
Fifth point, prayer, a proactive prayer.
在箴言三十一章十二到十三节、二十七节这样说。箴言三十一章十二到十三节、二十七节，我来读。
In Proverbs 31, verse 12 to 13,
我来读。她一生使丈夫有益无损，她寻找羊绒和麻，甘心用手做工，她观察家务，并不吃闲饭。
She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. 27. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness.
这里说到一个才德的妇人。
It speaks about a virtuous woman.
就像是一个非常主动寻找圣工的人，为教会迫切祷告的人。
She actively seeks for opportunities to work, just like praying actively.
她寻找羊绒和麻，弟兄姊妹，这个寻找是要花功夫的。
She seeks wool and flax.
你会发现，在教会里常常有三种人。
It is not easy to actively seek. There are three types of people in the church.
那第一种人呢，就是只顾自己得着，自己享受，来就是要得的，所以他一到教会来就看这个教会能够给我什么。
The first kind of people only thinks about themselves. They look at what they can gain from the church when they come into the church.
其实你仔细观察一下，在教会里这样的人很多的。
If you look around, there are many people are like that.
那这些人呢，对所在的教会没有一个委身感。
These people do not have a commitment to the church.
今天教会好，我就待着；教会一有问题，我马上走，换一家。
Today if the church is good, I will stay. If it's not good, I will go to another one.
那第二种人呢，就是已经加入服事的，如果教会有需要有安排，他就去做。
The second kind of people are those who are already serving in various ministries. They say that if there's a need, I'm willing. I will go.
如果教会没有安排，没有需要，他就不做。
If there's no needs, there's no arrangement by brothers, then I will not go.
这好像我们上海人常常说的，就是拨一拨啊，动一动，不拨不动。
Just like some saying says, if you push, then they will go, and if you don't push, they will not go.
为什么？因为他们自己不会主动去找，自己去主动观察家务的。
For they're not actively watch over the household, seeking opportunities to serve.
那第三种人就是这里所说的才德的妇人。
And the third kind of people are like the virtuous woman in Proverbs.
她寻找羊绒和麻，甘心用手做工。
She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands.
而且她非常主动地观察家务。
She actively watches over her household.
弟兄姊妹，神家实在需要这样的器皿。
Brothers and sisters, the house of God needs these kind of vessels.
我们今天有没有主动来观察破口，来堵住这个破口呢？还是我们在那里一直不停地挑剔、论断、评论呢？
Are we actively looking for the gaps and stand in the gaps, or are we here to criticize others?
我们真是要警醒地为教会来祷告。
Let's pray with and being watchful for the church.
那你会说怎么祷告呢？是不是说主啊，求你来复兴你的教会？
So you may say, how do we pray? Do you just say to the Lord, Lord, revive your church?
其实你会不会觉得我们这样喊一喊，复兴就来了吗？
Do you think that if we just say revive our church, then the revival will come?
其实我们真的，当我们看见破口的时候，我们要具体的来祷告。
No, we need to pray with details.
当我们看一下神的仆人，当我们看见神的仆人在哪里有什么被卡住了，或者有什么难处，我们就具体的为这位弟兄或者为这位姊妹祷告。
When we see that there's a gap, there's a brother and sisters who the servants of the Lord have a shortcoming, we need to pray for them specifically.
请弟兄姊妹不要误会我的意思，我在这里不是指任何的人，我是泛指，也包括我自己。
I'm not referring to any brother or sister, I'm just talking in general, including myself.
因为很多的时候我们在服事中，我们看不见我们自己有盲点。
Often when we are serving, we have our blind spots that we cannot see.
我们实在需要弟兄姊妹的彼此带到。
We truly need brothers and sisters to pray for us.
当我们看到某一个人、某一个弟兄或姊妹有问题的时候，我们为他祷告，求主打开他的眼睛，将他从他的难处、软弱和有限里边释放出来。
When we see that a brother or sister has his shortcomings, we pray for them so that they will be released from their weakness, their difficulties.
这是一条非常有效的路。我们不要拒绝。
Such an effective way to pray. Let us not be ignorant to this kind of prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要小看自己。今天弟兄姊妹需要你，神家需要你，连主耶稣也需要你来为神家来警醒的祷告。
Let's not despise ourselves. That's because the brothers and sisters need your prayer, and the house of God needs your prayer.
我们求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们一起来唱，再唱一下诗歌554首第一节和第四节。
Let's sing hymn 554 again. Stanza 1 and stanza 3.
要告诉耶稣第一节和第四节。
Stanza 1 and stanza 4.
告诉耶稣，我不能独自担此忧郁，我在患难中唯主能安抚，擦去我眼泪，将我体恤。要告诉耶稣，全告诉耶稣，将我的心事向主倾吐，要告诉耶稣，全告诉耶稣，唯主能安抚，唯有我主。我所有软弱要告诉耶稣，我不能独自胜过死语，我所有捆绑唯主能帮助，使我的翅膀脱离罪律。要告诉耶稣，全告诉耶稣，将我的心事向主倾吐，要告诉耶稣，全告诉耶稣，唯主能安抚，唯有我主。
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，求你的宝血洁净这些话语。
Lord, may your precious blood cleanse these words.
主啊，求你的圣灵来感动我们。
May your Holy Spirit move us.
真是让我们做一个警醒祷告的人。
That we may be one who prays and be watchful before the Lord.
我们是在为着教会来祷告。
Lord, we pray for your church.
主啊，你是教会的元首。
You are the head of the church.
主啊，在教会中，我们有难处，我们有苦况，我们都来向你诉说。
We have difficulties, we have sufferings. Lord, we come and tell you.
因为你是安慰的神。
But you are the God of comfort.
主啊，你都知道。
You know it all.
我们的主，我们的神。我们将你的家交还在主的手中。
Our Lord, our God, we commit your house into your hand.
因为你本是教会的元首。
For you are God, you are the head of the church.
主啊，我们不能做什么。
But we cannot do much.
求圣灵来工作。
But we ask that the Holy Spirit work amongst us.
主啊，圣灵来感动我们。当我们以前放不下的，今天因着圣灵的感动，我们可以放下来。
When the Holy Spirit moves us, then we are willing to lay down what we could not lay down.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Will you help us?
让我们真能够明白你的心意。
That we truly understand what's in your heart.
照着你的旨意走在这正道上。
That we may walk in the way of truth according to your will.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣宝
贵的名求。We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.